Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. As always, thank you for being here today. If you're new to these, we spend about 5 minutes every single weekday, and our hope is to be practical, helpful, and encouraging. And that really is my hope today as we try to answer one of the questions that comes up a lot around here is, should you get baptized? Now, one of the things we firmly believe is that everybody has a next. Everybody has a next step. In fact, the phrase that we use a lot is this one, that if we're not dead, then God's not done with us. If we're not dead, then God's not done with us, meaning that there's a next step for us to grow, mature, and develop into Christ followers that he wants us to be. And one of those early steps after salvation, we really believe, is baptism. Why is it so important to be baptized? Well, there's a lot of reasons, but number one, when somebody is baptized, they are following the example set by Jesus himself. Mark chapter 1 says that Jesus came from Nazareth and he came to Galilee and he was, in verse 9, baptized by John in the Jordan River. Jesus himself, God himself on this earth, was baptized. Here's a second reason. The second reason I think people are baptized and why maybe you should be baptized is to obey the commandment of Christ. Right before Jesus left this earth, he said in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, he said, "Go, therefore, and make disciples." In other words, help people come to know him, become followers of him, of all nations. And then he goes on to say, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you, and behold, I'm with you always to the end of the age. And so anytime somebody's baptized, they are literally obeying what Jesus said with his own mouth to be baptized. So number one, we follow his example. Number two, we obey his command. Number three, baptism illustrates Christ's death and resurrection. It illustrates his death and resurrection. Jesus physically died on a cross. Jesus physically came out of the tomb. These things physically happened to him. Well, at the moment of salvation, the moment we put our faith in him, while we may not die physically, we do spiritually. In fact, here's the verse that we quote a lot if you've ever seen us baptized at sugarhill.church. It says in Colossians chapter 2, verse 12, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God who raised him from the dead. And so in a similar way that Jesus did these things physically, it happens to us spiritually, internally, the moment that we put our faith in him. So number one, we follow his example. Number two, we obey his command. Number three, it illustrates what happened for Christ when he died and rose again. And then number four, it illustrates your new life as a Christian. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Romans 6:4 says, we were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. And so we don't think that baptism saves anybody. We don't think that being dipped under the water makes anybody a believer, but it shows what you already believe. It doesn't save you. Only your faith in Jesus can do that, but it's like a wedding ring. At the moment of your wedding, you put on this outward symbol of an inward commitment that you've made with your heart. It's an act of obedience. And so here's the question today. We ask the question, should you get baptized? Well, the second question is, well, who should do it? And I believe the answer from Scripture is every single person who believes in Christ, every single person who has truly put their faith in Jesus. This is how the early church started. In Acts 2, verse 41, it says, those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. And so I would encourage you today, if you have put your faith in Jesus, if there's been a moment that you've put your faith in him, but you have not been baptized after that moment, would you drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. We would love to set up a Zoom call with you and talk about what it means to be baptized. But maybe you haven't put your faith in him yet. Maybe there's never been a moment that you've committed your heart and life to Him. I want to encourage you to do that today. You can ask Him even now. You could say, "Dear Jesus, I know You died on the cross for my sins, and I know You are alive today. As best as I know how, I ask You to forgive me and save me. Would You help me to live for You?" Man, if you are thinking about taking that next step in baptism, or if you prayed to ask Jesus to step out of heaven and into your heart today, drop us a note. We've got some resources, some conversations we'd love to send your way and help you take a next step. Should you get baptized? Well, if you've been saved but you've never done it yet, I would say yes. We would love to be able to walk with you in it. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.